The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom of Klal Yisrael. Shalom Avrocha. It's already the last year before Shavuot, so we'll say something. Nogiyot of Ketochen of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. The famous Gemara, Shabbos, that Rava was learning, and he didn't pay attention to the fact that it was stepping out of his hand and causing them to bleed. And the Stuki came up to him and said, you're a nation that is rash. You don't think things out. You don't even see what you're doing. You're causing yourself to bleed. You've always been like that. When you receive the Torah, you were also rash. He said, Nasa v'nishma. You didn't even ask Hashem what's written inside of it. So he has a tiny. We don't think things out. We jump to things. Impulsive nation. And the answer that he got was that we are sholem with our bitochen in Hashem. Like it says, tumas yisholem tanche. The tmimis, the wholeheartedness of a person who feels in a complete good position with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that guides them. V'selef boigdim yisholem, the ones who don't go with Hashem, that rebel against Hashem, that's going to cause them their downfall. Basically, his answer to them was, you're looking things at the surface, a superficial view. You're looking at me stepping on my hands, you're looking at Klai Yisrael accepting this without thinking it out. But it's the other way around. When somebody offers you something and you don't know who he is, then you have to check it out because you don't know if it's good for you or bad for you. But first, you have to check his track record. Somebody has cared for you and done amazing things, supernatural thing to save you, even though you didn't deserve it. And taking care of all your needs in such a fashion for this time. And then he offers you something. If you ask him or try to make Jesus Chakiris, if it's good for you, then it shows that you missed the boat. You didn't pay attention to what type of person this is. If you're a person that looks at the bigger picture and says, one second, this guy's offering me something, what has he done till now? And you see what a wonderful offering life. That's what he said. That's to me. If you offer something, we don't start from scratch. We look back. That's what Klai Yisrael did then. They had their eyes open. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who guided us supernaturally through the Esemachus, the Yamsuf, the Mon. We can rely on Hashem for anything because we see He's doing everything in the box and out of the box to save us and benefit us. So now He's offering us something, it's obvious, something wonderful, and right away jump on it. And that's the same thing also. When he was learning, it's true that he was stepping on his fingers and didn't realize it. But it was also coming from, he was engrossed in something way above his physical body. This connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Torah that we learn. It's the highest level of existence. And it's true that sometimes when a person is involved in something very important and exciting and instrumental to his life, he pays a little bit less attention to other things that are less important. That's the message we have, and that's what keeps Klal Yisrael going throughout history.
Kol HaLashon.
We don't just stop at a superficial situation. We have situations that we all go through that are challenging. But if all we have is the starting point is that situation, then sometimes in a chanam it's very hard to stay with peace of mind. Right now we're in a state of war. Just one second. Sorry about that. Right now, in a state of war, and bombs are falling on civilians. It's something that is very frightening. But that's only if that's where you start from. It's out of the blue, missiles start coming out of you, and nobody's there to protect you. It's terrifying. But if we look at the bigger picture, it didn't start now. We've been with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for thousands of years. We're the amateur, we're a cherished and beloved nation. What are we doing here in the Middle East? The Middle East was not a Jewish country, wasn't a Jewish center for thousands of years. And suddenly we came here and we established the country and the state of Eretz Yisrael and established all the wonderful mitzvahs of Torah and Chesed and everything. The financial state over here is one of the best in the world. It's all an element of Teva. So if you look at the bigger picture, this is another stage of Hashem bringing us closer to the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, to the end of the Golus. So it's true, it's something we have to go through. But not for a second to think that we're just left to a mikra, to happenstance. We're being guided, and this whole thing is being guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we can take advantage of it to show Hashem, we're not the Alam Pazisa, we're not the nation that doesn't think. We're the nation that thinks. We're the nation that thinks, always sees the bigger picture. I'm here after thousands of years of Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Matan Torah, after Beis HaMikdash, and then after the Chum Beis HaMikdash and Golus, and back again to Eretz Yisrael in such an amazing fashion. And now we have to go through the last Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. The more we realize that these are preparations for Mashiach and something for our benefit, the less painful physically and emotionally they will be for us. Adarabba, we'll have that excitement of the last step of the birth. And before we know, Klal Yisrael is going to be reborn. The world will be reborn, and the Mashiach will come. So now is the time, like we're saying, it's Erev Matan Torah. The Nachat Nishma that we said then is a guiding line of Klal Yisrael throughout history. Yes, Nachat Nishma. We don't have to hear anything. We don't need explanations. It's all explained to us. It's all clear to us. It's all coming from Avinu Malkeinu, Hashemayim, Ovar Rachamon. Should be very familiar to Hashem to take advantage of these days coming up now. We have tomorrow, it's already the beginning of Shlosh Yemei Hagbola. We can spend a little time, even if we're busy, even an extra few minutes now learning Friday, Shabbos, or Yom Tov. So Hashem, I appreciate this is the biggest gift we have. The Torah is the biggest gift we have. And Baruch Hashem here, and Rabbi Hashem, always very good to show Kodesh Baruch Hu. We appreciate the Torah, we learn the Torah, we support the Torah. And the Torah supports us more than we support it. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of say on the Shema over here. We should continue to have even more and more. And together, we should be there to go into the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satoya and show Hashem how much it's important to us. And Hashem will give us tremendous bracha and ruchmich and gashmich. And like we said, we should be there soon to go past the next stage, the final Chevli Mashiach, the final birth pangs, the final thrust. And bring us to the Gula Shleima in Heir of Yameinu. Shalom, shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.